You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little Bartok, the stylings of Utnapishtim, and, of course, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with sort of an under-celebrated instrument, both as a soloist and in the orchestra. I am speaking of the beautiful viola. This is the middle child between the violin and the cello, and it is played with a little bit of a heavier string and lower pitch, but offers a hauntingly beautiful sound. Our next performer is from Moscow and is one of the world's leading viola players and having won numerous awards as a soloist, as a composer, as a conductor. He did study at the Moscow Conservatoire and won a lot of international competitions. He's now celebrated around the world. Although, you know, it's a few decades past, he has gone on to support the development and enjoyment of the instrument through establishing a foundation and awarding the Shostakovich Prize every year. His musicianship is outstanding, and this can be attested, as you will hear, in the opening now, to this recording of Schubert's Sonata for Viola and Piano. Thank you. Who knew that the viola could frolic so well as being so hauntingly beautiful as well? This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to the unique vocal musical interpretations of Ute Lemper. Now, she is a triple threat. Known for her interpretations of Kurt Weill, this actress and chanteuse was born in Germany back in 1963. Some of her musical development includes playing in a punk band, woohoo, studying a little classical ballet and drama, so you can do it all. And her breakthrough role, though, was actually in the original Viennese cast of Cats. She has gone on to perform worldwide and even dubbed the singing voices of Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid and Esmeralda in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So today, she is very well known for her interpretations of Kurt Weill songs. So that's what we're going to hear. Take a listen.
Circulation, believing in reincarnation, and you see one who doesn't agree, challenging possible affronts. I believe I'll only live once, and I want to make the most of it. If there's a party, I want to be the host of it. If there's a haunted house, I want to be the ghost of it. If I'm in town, I want to be the toast of it. I say to me every morning, you've only one life to live. So I be darling, let's let the sun in, and Bloom can jump in the river. No use to beat on the doldrums, let's be imaginative. Each day is numbered, no limits lumber, with only one life to live. Why let the goblins upset you? One smile and see how they run. And what does worrying net you? Nothing, the thing is to have fun. Oh, this may sound kind of heavy, but it's the best I can give. Soon comes December, so please remember, you've only one life to live, just one life to live. Thesis, why go to pieces? Step out while you're in your prime. You may say I'm an escapist, but I would rather by far be that than be a red tapist. Lead me, speed me, straight to the bar. Just laugh at old man repression and sentiment you will bleed. Then you're the winner. I'm off to dinner. I've only one life to live. Just one life to live.
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined
Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, a wrinkle would be hard to find.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind.
She was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to faster it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'm beholden, her heart was big and golden, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
In 27 languages she couldn't say no.
A husband was the thing to do. She got herself all done up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her people would be hard to find.
Deserved a bed of roses, but history discloses that she wouldn't make up her mind.
She got a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
Oh, passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, but she would make up her mind.
She instituted her good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 51 that she would write her memoirs before she was done. The very day the book was published, history will relate, there were wives who shot their husbands in some 33 states.
Poor Jenny, hard as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She could get ladies, too many other ladies, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
There were libel suits in 40 of the 48 states.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But Jane and Rum and Destiny played funny tricks, and for Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny wants a tomorrow.
That you are gaga if you don't keep seeing all the fame.
Jenny and the story, on the way to glory, to the man of womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't make up, you should make up, you must make up, you'd never make up.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
Nobody can do it like Ute Lemper. Those were two songs by Kurt Vile, A Saga of Jenny and One Life to Live. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue on with a little music by Bartók. This next work, his Divertimento for strings, was written in actually some of the dark periods. Well, what wasn't dark in the Second World War? But in any case, it was written as a commission from the Swiss conductor Paul Schaefer. Now, in 1934, Bartók wrote, and I quote, Virtually everything I have done has been commissioned. Luckily, the work went well. I finished it in only 15 days. Wow. This was a creatively rich period for Bartok. He had just finished work on his violin concerto, and he went on to write his sixth quartet. So he was putting them out there at this time. Today, we're going to reap the benefits at that creative period. And hear the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. This is the middle movement, the Molto Adagio from the Divertimento for Strings.
Thank you.
The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, directed by Sir Neville Mariner. That was the middle movement, the Molto Adagio, from Bartók's Divertimento for String Orchestra. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, a time I look forward to every week. And for new listeners, it is a time to celebrate one of the most unique and hardest instruments to play, which keeps, yes, everybody in the orchestra in tune. It is oboe music time. Today, some music by William Bolcom. He was born in Seattle, Washington, back in 1938, and he had a great career, including receiving the Pulitzer Prize, the National Medal of the Arts, 2 Grammy Awards, the Detroit Music Award, named Composer of the Year multiple times, and ended up teaching at the University of Michigan back in the day from 1973 to 2008. Now, he wrote this work. We're going to hear the Obad. It is for oboe, and it signifies the continuation of life, which I think is very apropos right now. This was inspired by a reading of Jonathan Schell's The Fate of the Earth, with its alarming projection of a nuclear holocaust. Today, we're going to hear a very talented oboist, who was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I'm talking about Harry Sargas. He is joined by William Bolcom himself at the piano. Enjoy. oboist Harry Sargas, joined by the composer and pianist William Balcom, and that was Balcom's own Abad. And I don't know about you, but you know, there are those nights that I stay up just a little too late and, you know, kind of enjoy in a retro movie or film. Now, a while back, I kind of hit it great. It was a great pairing of music and film. Back in the day, they released soundtracks, believe it or not. And this was one of the great ones. It comes from the soundtrack to Shortcut. We're going to hear an excellent performance. This is Dvorak's Concerto in B minor.
Thank you.
actress and cellist, Laurie Singer, and joined by the members of the Trout Quartet. That was music by Dvorak from his cello concerto in B minor. And that was music that was used in the film Shortcuts. It's kind of worth going retro and taking a listen and a look at it as well. Now, this next selection comes from a brilliant CD, music by Edvard Grieg. This is performed by pianist Emil Gilels. He discovered these works later on in his life and says of the miniatures that, quote unquote, they are not merely simple childlike pictures. He goes on to say that they open up a world of great intimacy and feeling. There are 66 lyric pieces, and in total, that were written between the years of 1867 and 1901. And for this recording that we're going to hear some from, Gilels chose the ones that he thought had the most bearing on his life. And they are beautiful in their simplicity. So let's take a listen.
Thank you.
What a beautiful way to end a program. Emile Gilels, and that was music by Edvard Grieg, comes from his Lyric Pieces, a highly recommended album. Very beautiful. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, an excellent show, and get, you're going to get jazzed up by it.